A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 15th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged police brutality following the beating up of some protesters on Saturday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged police brutality.
The riot police on Saturday pounced on and violently broke and beat up activists during a pre-Valentine's Day protest dubbed I Love You Zimbabwe, which was organized to demand love for citizens by the government in the spirit of Valentine's Day.
Two protesters were left hospitalized at Avenue's clinic in Harare and later released on the same day. The march was organized by the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, ZAA, Youth Advocacy and Reform and Democracy, that is YAD, and the Restoration for Human Rights, RAW. But, of course, human rights groups are complaining that the levels of police brutality in the country are reaching unprecedented levels. And many activists have also resorted to taking the members of the police to court for the alleged police beatings. Gibbs.
Mm. What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, ask for it.
Hongu hama zadiwa nasi tila utitinge tichi tarisa nezwe kurowa kwe vanu waningu achirati zira mnika nema purisa jinuwa zirukunzi neva norugira kwa zero zevanu kuchikora bumbiro remitemo tuda ukunzi kwa uti munotu kudihi nezunetu kwa nema purisa kana vanu vachi irati zira asika jinji uo mapurisa anoti vanu vacho waningu wasina kupiwa mvumo yema purisa asa norugira kwa zero zevanu vanu jinuwa shamisa uti mapurisa anoti hapana mapurisa ya kuchengete za runyararu asika na poro wabandu panenge paine mapurisa akawanda. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Moses Muchikasiri, director, Zimbabwe Policy Dialogue Institute. This is one of the groups that actually participated in the protest on Saturday. Mr. Muchikasiri, good evening.
Yes, how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Gibbs.
Yeah, before coming to you, I would wish to say something in the valley concerning iloko kwenzakala blessing. Sizwileke ukuthi ngelanga le kungakafiki Valentine's Day abantu eZimbabwe bebetshengisela esitaladini lapha besithi ke bathanda iZimbabwe, ngakho ke befuna ukuthi iZimbabwe la ibathande, so bebehamba bethula ama rose, befuna ukufaka amanye ama rose eParliamente, kuzobuya amanye nje bayanika uZulu ukuthi ke pho nxa kusiywa phambili kumele abantu bathandane kanganani. Ye, ukuze lingena uhlelo khona manje sicela lisifonele nasenombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kumqoka kakhulu ukuthi sikhuluma ngokuthi ukuhlukuluzwa kwabantu ngamapholisa. Ye, so Mr. Moses Muchasira.
Yes.
So what happened at the weekend? Can you just give us a brief?
Basically, we partnered with the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, the Restoration for Human Rights, YAD, led by Themba Mliswa, and the Zimbabwe Policy Dialogue Institute to have a peaceful march just to conscientize Zimbabweans a day before Valentine that we love Zimbabwe. It was just basically a march to express our love for Zimbabwe. So that's basically what the objectives of that march was.
But was it sanctioned by the police?
Yes, in fact, what happened is we wrote some notification letters to the police, and on a Thursday, we were called at Harare Central, where Muzari Mudewe and some other colleagues from the partner organization went and held a meeting in Nemapurisa Epa Central, including those from JOC, the Joint Operation Command. And we expressed to ourselves that we do not want these misconceptions to continue, that civic society in Zimbabwe are agencies of regime change. Uh-huh. So we went to explain to them that we are simply going to march to show our love for the country. So basically, yes, the police were informed, the members of JOC were also present. And we also highlighted to them that the law says, what the law stipulates, it says peaceful marches and peaceful demonstrations are not going to come. And the law only states that tinofanira kunotify mapurisa, which is what we did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Muchikasira. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about alleged police brutality. Of course, there were some activists, about 100 of them, who were protesting on Saturday, just a day before Valentine's Day, to say there must be love in Zimbabwe. Two of them were brutally beaten, allegedly, by the police, and they were hospitalized and they were released on the same day. And of course, we have seen a high number of Zimbabweans taking the police to court for the alleged acts of brutality that human rights activists are saying are unconstitutional. Gibbs, I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. Charles Nyoni, a member of Occupy Africa Unity Square.
Yes, Mr. Nyoni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and good evening to the listeners as well.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Nyoni, can you tell us about your experiences, you know, in the hands of the police ever since you started occupying Africa Unity Square?
Currently in public knowledge and public domain that the Zimbabwean Republic Police is actually a very brutal at the arm of the state. So for us to say they allegedly abusing people and picking them up, that's not not saying the actual truth, because they do beat up people. They do actually go on to violate the constitutional right that is enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe, even though they are supposed to be protecting the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Now, are they? We have also seen that a number of activists have now resorted to suing the police. Is this something that you have considered? Because you can sue for wrongful arrest. You can also sue for assault.
Yes, we have started considering that as you know, the legal action of suing the police as well. But as you can see with the state, ever since we started occupying Africa Unity Square, the state reacted and the police started picking us up, and some of our colleagues were hospitalized. And all those cases that we have filed since back then, that is since last year, nothing has yet come out of them. They are still pending in the courts of this country. And for us to say, the only hope that we have to keep on suing the state is just hoping for something that will never happen. But it is essential that, according to the new constitution, the Zimbabwe Republic Police should respect the law since they are the custodians of the law.
Thank you so much. Of course, we must take note that it is this same Occupy Africa Unity Square group that had one of its members abducted 11 months ago. Mm. We are talking here of Itai Dzamara. Regai tiende kune vateereri pana mukoma vari kuzviti vada kunzi mukoma confused makadi
tiripo makadi mukoma blessing
aiwa isu tiri nani zvedu tipewo maonero enyu
maonero angu ane kuti takungochema kuti de mwari vapindira tagonawo kuwana hurumende inotiitira zvakanaka nekuti tikatarisa mamiri ezvinhu hakusi kuti tingati pane mhosva kuti varatidziri vanga vane pavaresho asi kuti inyaya yekutongoti zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka hurumende yega haichakondirori saka dei papaita kuti tagona kuwana way out yokuti kuda tingabudavo zvinhu zvaitiitira zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinokutendai
of course mukoma confused there he's saying that maybe it now needs divine intervention so that Zimbabweans can be ruled by people with love he's not happy with the current situation
okay let's take umnumzana ke uVolta Moyo ose South Africa baba moyo ungauchona njani
siyachona gips uchona njani
hayi njonile kahle ka uswati nya waya ngaphikati baba moyo
yanti yini ke lingasafuna ukukhuluma lana ngazi ukuthi beselinizondelana
ngosuzonda moyo enxevele walahle iredio
hayi ngitho umkani ngilayo
oye so ke ungathini ngodaba lolu-ke lwabantu abachayiweyo khona ngale Harare njalo lokuthi amapolisa aphatha njani abantu bezimbabwe
uyazi gips indaba yakhona ayiqalisi emapoliseni ngokwayo iqalisa kuma-leaders ama-leaders yiwo apromota i-violence ebantwini isebenzisa amapolisa ama-state organs yikho uzeubone kuthiwa kula ma-state agent security ama-CIO nxa ukuinterpreta uza kuthatha ukuthi laba bantu bavikela ilizwe i-state ngokwalo but you'll find ukuthi these organs bavikela individuals or certain political parties le into instigetwa ngama-leaders aba-enjoya ukuvictimayizwa kwabantu besebenzisa amapolisa kunjalo ke yikho ungasoze uthi uhamba ngikithi khona phana emathebeleni uhlangane lo mntwana wakithi ovele emathebeleni kumbe egwanda kunjana elipolisa ngoba khathesi sekufike esimeni sokuthi laba bantwana abangamapolisa abasoze bakwanise ukuhlala labantu abavela kibo ngoba abantu abaningi bazisayizwa ngamapolisa kuyagcina kufika ebangeni lokuthi abantu badinga amapolisa bazirivenjele bona balwe namapolisa ngoba even kwi-constitution lilungelo lomuntu ukuzivikela against i-criminal nxa ifuna ukukubulala amapolisa sesifike esibangeni sokuthi ngama-criminals ebantwini abathunywa ngama-certain individuals ukuthi bavikele izifiso zabantu abalutshwane kubi kakhulu ama-leaders kumele abone ukuthi into zalezi azenzakali
kodwa ngombono wakho phela baba moyo ubona zani kuzaqhubeka kunjalo kuze kuthini
ye lokho sekusezandleni zabantu bezimbabwe nxa bengasoze bazikhulula ebugqilini abakibo kona kuzaqhubeka kunjalo but nxa bona bangakuthatha bathi lokho asisakufuni yonke into iyasitoshwa ngitsho lawo amakhiwa alwiswa asitoshwa uncinjezelo lolu labo abantu bakithi abayenze ngendlela enjalo ukuzikhulula ekugqilini lobuhlunguli abakibo bona
po bakwenze njani konoku ba
abazivikele emapoliseni ngoba awusoze uyekele wena utshaywa ngumuntu ekuthela into eyaziyo ukuthi ayirongo whether into irongo kumbe ayirongo uyatshaywa kuphela so kumele uthini uzakhala kubani waungaze uye kuma-leaders akula abasoze bakuvikele bathi mapolisa ningatshaya abantu ama-leaders abekholisa so abantu kuyagcina lapha abantu abamele bazivikele bona bavikele ilungelo labo bavikele ubuhlungu ababuzwayo agenesi amapolisa
hayi sibongele kakhulu emoyo ungadinela kusasa phela uphenduke Yes, Bongani Akulu. That was Mr. Volta Moyo. He's in South Africa. You know, you are saying that leaders are the ones that are actually promoting brutality against the people of Zimbabwe. They are saying that they are using the police actually to defend themselves. And it appears as if maybe people think that the police are too brutal, and yet the leaders are doing that. So he ended up by saying that, you know, Zimbabweans need to protect themselves from the police, but he was not encouraging violence. So you're saying, in a way, you know, you need to engage somehow to actually defend yourself from such a kind of attacks.
Of course, Zimbabwe's constitution, that is section 59 of the constitution, states that every person has the right to demonstrate and to present petitions. But sadly, some human rights groups are saying Zimbabwe is still using, allegedly, draconian laws that were inherited from the Smith regime, such as the Law and Order Maintenance Act and other such laws that are oppressive to actually thwart would-be demonstrators, Gibbs.
And also, Blessing, Section 67 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, that is subsection 2, it says every Zimbabwean citizen has the right to participate individually or collectively in gatherings or groups or in any other manner in peaceful activities to influence, challenge or support the policies of the government or any political or whatsoever cause. So, Mr. Muchasira, is the Constitution only on paper, you know, because... You know, it is written in a way that encourages that kind of good spirit in the country, that you can actually even make a single person demonstration in the streets. But is this all in paper or what?
I think the major problem yakaitika pataka sign a new bumbiro jairi kairi. People got too excited. They got too excited about having a new constitution, and they forgot about creating awareness on the provisions of the very same constitution. Saka vakabva vakanganwa, then hapana munhu akakwanisa kuramba achisumudzira kodzi, because zvinoshamisa kuti mapurisa anokuti tinotify kana muchida kuita such an activity, you notify them. Vopedza vanouya vokurovai zvakare. Mukarega kuvanotify, vanouya vokurovai zvakare. Saka tiri kuti chaizvo chaizvo ndechita apa. Isu nyaya yatiri kutarisana nayo seZimbabwe Policy Dialogue Institute ndeyekuti nyaya yeconstitutional realignment haina kuzonyatsokuteedzerwa zvakasimba, which is why pane vamwe zvino vatakuona vakuda kudzingwa vana vamunangagwa ndivo vaifanira kunge vaipusha basa irori saminista wejustice, asi vakanyanya kunakirwa nevice president. Vakakangana kuti mitemo iyoyo yavanenge vachidi mangwana tinge tanavo kuopposition vachitsikirwa nemitemo iyoyo. Saka tiri kuti nyaya yeconstitutional realignment ngaienderere mberi, mitemo yedu itevedzerwe nemunhu wese, kwete kuti vamwe vanhu vanobva vakakirwa vokanganwa zvinhu zvinoita kuti nyika iende mberi. So that is our major concern, kuti mitemo tiripo just on paper, but paground chaipo chaipo hapana ari kuutevedzera. Izvozvo makore manga mitano ebumbiro nyowani. Asi kuti zvinzi ngatiite realign malaws aenderane, mitemo dzinyatso kupfekana-pfekana zvinoita kuti nyika itongwe zvakanaka, tinoona vamwe vanotora mapepa aya vogarira mumatebho, hamene kuti vaifunga kuti zvinosvika kupi. Asi now beginning to see kuti the very same things ndo zvichaguma zvatsikirira munhu wese. Saka ipapo tinoda kukurudzira vemasangano vemapato, kunyanya vari muparlamendi, vamwe veopposition nevamwe veZANU PF, vaise musoro pamwe chete. Vati kwete, enough is enough in terms of kuita realign malaws aya kuti Zimbabwe iendere mberi. Even macivic groups ngaaonekwa achisumudza musoro. Opposition irimo muparlamendi yeMDC inotungamirwa Matsvangirai ngavapenge, kwete kuenda ikoko kungonotamba zvavo vachienda kunotamba kuparlamendi. Tiri kuti that era is gone. Ngatiteedzeri bumbiro redu remutemo, tiite nyika inokwanisa kuve nyika inozivikanwa nekuita uphold marights evanhu vayo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamutyasira. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged police brutality. Many human rights groups are saying members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police are not following the dictates of the law, because sections 58, 59, and 61 of the country's constitution give Zimbabweans the right to demonstrate as long as it is peaceful and after notifying the police. But the activists are complaining that members of the Republic Police are not allowing them to demonstrate peacefully. Tinemwe Mtereri Gibbs, Mkoma Newton, Magadi Mkoma Newton.
Buton, B-U-T-O-N-E.
Buton.
But one.
Buton. Buton. I want to note in the school. Tipeo Pungwazi.
Tinofara Makadino. Regaindi Dio, Sajumi Tanizu, which tells a chicken that Chema, Meranuku score one Chemo, who made Pamuni, Kalima Purisa. Kunyanya purisa, lakini tarisira kuti ndiyo vanogona kutibatsira munyaya dzemutemo. But ukazotarisa, regai nditange ndichiti, in Zanu PF, 90% of them, if not 85%, are not educated. Same as kumapurisa, unogona kuona 85% or 90%, vari pro Zanu PF. Meaning to say, are not educated. They can't translate mutemo. If Mutemo says notify Napurisa, Hauna could ask for permission. Now you want to go on this is a Pabo. Uremakuti, Nakanga Garavaka in Tachi, Zazkuro, such wonder, Zazkuro, One, two, three. As long as, let me say this, as long as Mugabe is still on power and alive, akufa patiwe kwa mchemo mwini kamuni yoku Mugabe, kunyanya Mugabe, azife zaitika. What only Mugabe sa haka kanisa kuita mkugula wa makwake kana kuti mkugana hizi enje. Alina kuwa nae, batu sa nima, tanaka shanda nae, kubana hizi eti, kubana hizi enje, tini mana mchiba, alichini tapinda mingi da mamba yuki. Mchano kanisa kubisa nisalani, uwenga nisana nangu, hizi hindi kano gena. Iko hiyo, andi mwena achanda nibi, nika desu. Ndeo sa ano kanisa hizi osu, napuri salano bala tapa maji, masoko, obufu yotu wanu, wanungu, kudemonstrator. Hapana waro wa, hapana waro wiswa, hapana waro wa sayi, mpiza wa ya mungu wa wangu. Unite zaku nisa kuti, why are they not understanding this? Kana hivu nchoro dai wachi genocide against the government. Atawa wa genocide against the government. Nchoro dai wachi genocide against the government. Ndawa gabiri seka, shikuti takutila natura demonstrate this. Why not?
I want to not tenda shukuru.
Nchoro dama ni mshakanyanya izosu.
I want to not tenda shukuru mkoma wangu, mkoma Buton, dizoka.
Dizoka, I tell you to be Buton, but you ando, kinina to kudito, but it's B-U-N-A.
Aywa, tinotenda shukuru ni kupina mshiro kwa chini.
Nilangu kutangu, muna, disinabu kita, nilangu kutangu, nilangu kutangu, nilangu kutangu, nilangu
kutangu. Aywa, tinotenda shukuru mkoma wangu.
Chakana kaisho,
tinotenda. What our caller there, Buton, is saying is that, you know, he says he is a Mujiba, or you can call him a war collaborator, but he's saying that the president has a history of dividing the people. And he says he noticed that from 1978, during the Liberation War, that there are those tendencies. And he's saying that, you know, the government must not be hard on people who are demonstrating. Instead, the government must deal with whatever things are complaining about, you know, instead of beating them up, Gibbs.
Yes, Baba Nyoni, ukonekwe wane? Baba Charles Nyoni, uyaginze kwa wane konapu? Kungazano, ukungo lwake luwile kangani. Let's get back to Mr. Mchasira. Mr. Mchasira, why do you think that the police are always so, you know, brutal against the people? What's the reason, really? Apart from the fact that somebody claimed that maybe it's because of the political leaders who are actually protecting themselves and using the police for that process.
I think in our report, there are so many factors. The police are under a cheetah, you know, Kandai. Chekutanga, I think, political allegiance. Chayo, yebuti, wanofunga kuti kana vari mapurisa erine butu. Runofana hunge richiva udza zvekuita. allegiance kubato rezanu PF. I think izvozvo first and foremost kana vachisumuka vachienda kubata vakazvitaurira kuti ndiri mupurisa anomirira nyika zvinogona kutibatsira kuti ivo pachavo vabhihevhe ine nena inoita kuti vasumudzire mutemo. Then chechipiri, I think we've got a weak parliament. Parliament yatinayo iri so partisan zvekuti hapana consensus nyangwe dai vanhu vachitaurirana vemapato arimo muparliament dai yanga vachifamba nenzwi rimwe chete vachikondema industries of terms nekugadzira mitemo inoita kuti mapurisa asave partisan, ndinoona zvinhu zvedu zvingadai zvichifamba zvakanaka. Then koita nyaya yelitigation iyo, panofanira kunge pachikwanisa kuti civic society yakasimba inoendesa veministry of home affairs mapurisa kumatare so that inogara iri nyaya inotaurwa ichiramba ichitaurwa pasina kutya kuendesa kuvaendesa kumitemo tinouu.
Thank you very much there, Mr. Muchasira. Wakatekuluma ngako kakhulu ukuthi ongani kusobala blessing kwenyanzani ke idala lephalamende ukuthi linganaliqinanga kangako. Ngaliqinile ngako uyakhanya lapho yakhona. So ke sithathe ubabunyoni size ukuthi usubuyile babanyoni. Ye, babanyoni, nxa sikhangela sibili okuphakathi kwemapholiseni kungabe kuyini okwenza ukuthi begcina bejezisa abantu kangaka? Kambe bazama ukuthi kumbe bazenzele kumbe bayenziwa ngabanye abantu ukuthi bakwenze khonokho?
Yabona iproblem lapha mnumzane ekhona ngiye ukuthi umthetho wethu omutsha amapholisa akazange afundiswe ngokwawo. So bona balokhu besebenzisa umthetho wakudala ngoba vele kabakwazi. Bengakuchaya kumbe bengakubophi ngaya kubo ungababalela eyinye yengxenye esemthethweni omutsha bakhanya vele bedanile bengakwazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngokwani. So mna embonini wami ngibona kuqakathekile first ukuthi bona ngokwawo amapholisa ake ahlaliswe phansi afundiswe umthetho omutsha ukuthi uvila ngaphi uyani, ngoba okunye kwakhona kokuphula kwabo umthetho bakwephula bengawazi ukuthi vele baphele umthetho ngoba into abayaziya befundiswayo ningabona abantu abakezimobho yokutheni fikani kuphela libachaya libe selibuza umbuzo seqedile kubachaya.
So I think Mr. Nyon is raising a very important issue there. He's saying that maybe the police in Zimbabwe don't even understand some provisions of the constitution, this new constitution. So he says what they learned maybe was to, you know, whenever they see people protesting, they go in there, beat them up, and that's it.
Of course, I think there was a provision when this new constitution was being written that human rights must be one of the issues that you know members of the police must be given access to. They were saying there should be lessons in human rights and protecting the constitution. I don't know. I think that was never done. Regatiende kunemwe muteereri Samanyanga ari kumbotswana makadi Samanyanga.
Tiripo makadi yenyu mwa blessing.
Aiwa tiripo nyaeri mudariro mainzwa.
Eya nyaeri mudariro ndaizwa. Dambudziko ratinaro kuZimbabwe. Semaonera andirozviita ndere kuti hurumende yatinayo ihurumende iri kuda kuprolonga utongi wayo kusvikira pakuti handiti munonzwa vachitaura pachena kutura kuti vamugabe vatonge kusvikira vafira pachigaro. Izvozve vanenge vachirevera kuti hapafanire kunge pane mumwe munhu anoratidza kuti zvaitwa izvi hazvina kunaka nehurumende. Saka dambudziko riripo kuZimbabwe nderekuti hurumende yatinayo haitedze constitution. Kana provision iri kutaurwa iyoyo kunzi inotendera kuti vanhu varatidzire haina basa kuvanhu vezanupf nokuti inovatadzisa kuti varambe vachienda vachitonga. KuZimbabwe hakutenderwe vanhu kumira vatatu vatatu vana vana. Ukamira muri 3-4 munenge matupara mhosva. Zvanzi muri kurongei.
Samanyanga imbobata Samanyanga Samanyanga tiri kudzoka kwamuri Samanyanga tinotenda Samanyanga chimbobatai tiri kudzoka kwamuri Mr. Nyoni and Mr. Muchikasira please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.